What's good about it? The definition of sustainable development, as determined by the Brundtland Commission in 1987, is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. However, there is significant confusion in most sectors about the term sustainable development. Many find it hard to disassociate the term from the more traditional green agenda. The author had several wake-up calls when working on this project. 1. A report concluded that the Assembly government had too many competing priorities because the culture of the organisation inhibited integration. 2. Another report showed that the One Wales, One Planet initiative was not featuring in policy discourse, particularly in economic development, the public sector, transport and housing. 3. Following a general election in 2010, the incoming government dispensed with the Sustainable Development Commission without any consultation. There is a relationship between the words ecology and economy. They are derived from the same Greek word oikos, meaning home, a place of relationships among all forms of life. Logos means knowledge of, and nomos means the management of that home. As knowledge should come before management, ecology should therefore come before economy. The author was brought up in Zimbabwe when it was called Rhodesia. Her parents had strong notions of fairness and service. Various incidents made a distinct impression. When moving to a new bungalow, her parents were asked if they were happy living next door to a, quote, coloured family, who were later moved because the area had since been designated a whites-only district. Visiting a school friend's house to witness with horror her family's verbal and physical abuse of their staff, and her nanny ushering her into a park but being unable to come in herself because the sign read, "Whites only." And to end, a quote from Professor Mark Drakeford, First Minister of Wales. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals are often described as ambitious, but surely that is not how they are best described. It is as if we were to describe the need for food, drink and sleep as ambitions of daily life. They are necessities, and if we're serious about the future of the planet, its people and prosperity, these goals are fundamental. What you have to watch. This book is specifically about Wales, but much of the intent, experience and policy making has wider application around the world.